Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. If you have a business, then you know you need to market it. But even though we know we need to let people know about our products, our services, often we struggle with understanding what is the most effective way to let others know what we do. The one key all marketing strategies have in common is they involve people. You have to connect with people. For years, Kathy and I have been teaching clients that perhaps the number one most effective way to market yourself is in groups of people just like you. If you really want to super boost your marketing and you need to connect with people, places like EWN Network are a great resource for that. This is one of the reasons why I'm so delighted to be joined today with my very special guest, the managing director of the Portland chapter for eWomen Network, and my local managing director, our good friend, the owner of a fabulous company called Stephanie Connects, Stephanie Arnheim. Hi, Stephanie. How are you today?
Great, Steve. I'm so glad to be with you today. It's very exciting to help you launch your radio network.
Oh, yeah. We've been having a lot of fun with it, just kind of getting to know the people out there and bringing some really good information to them. We're excited today to talk to you about something that I know is near and dear to your heart, connecting with people. So much so that you even named your company Stephanie Connects.
So yes, I did.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about the importance of people when we're making a marketing plan.
People are critical to every part of your marketing program. The connection is all about building relationships. And when you're sharing yourself, you're sharing your connection, you're sharing how you can grow your business. You're marketing yourself, but you're also marketing your business at the same time, and it's part of who you are. And the only way to really build that connection, that relationship, to grow your business is for people to know and like and trust you. And how they can do that is through building the relationships, and I help people understand that through learning about the value of networking.
So talk to us a little bit more about that. What is the real true value of networking?
That's a great question, Steve, because people kind of misunderstand the true value of networking. Networking is what is the core to building your business brand. When you're setting up your marketing plan, when you're working with people such as you and Kathy, you need to go out beyond just doing social media per se, and networking is one of the key strategies to helping build your whole marketing success. Now, for example, when I became managing director for our Portland chapter in eWomen Network about a year ago, it was maybe about, I don't know, about 60 members or so, and about 30 or 40 were showing up at our meetings. My first job was to reactivate those who weren't coming and acquire new members. I had a marketing goal of reaching 100 members in our chapter by the end of this year, by the end of last year in December, and I did it through networking. I worked on building the relationships by making phone calls and going to networking events. And I wanted to find those who were interested in building their relationships and building their connections. And I went to a ton of networking events. I followed up. I called them personally and invited them, sat down with them to see if eWomen Network was a good fit to how they would build their business. If I could help them, I invited them in. And it isn't always a good fit, depending on where people are in their businesses. So if it wasn't, then I wanted to give them ideas about other networking opportunities in town, whether it be things that I do with Stephanie Connects or other groups, because it's important to build a mutually beneficial connection through the networking relationship. And you need to get a clear idea of how you're presenting yourself in order to find what resonates best with you and for how you're representing your business. So that was just one of the ways, and I use that. So networking is really, it's an extension of your marketing.
I like that, the concept of a mutually beneficial connection. I think maybe that's one of the places that people go, you know, they stumble up so quickly is because they're kind of going into a networking event with a me, take attitude. I know I've heard many different times said the whole concept of sharing, of giving first and then, you know, reaping the rewards of that given. Do you find that to be true as well?
Absolutely. With the eWomen Network, it's a perfect example of give first and share always. And whether you're doing that, and that definitely transfers directly to networking. You want to be viewed in the community as you're networking. You want to be viewed as a resource. You don't want to go into any kind of networking event and go, oh, that person is trying to sell me. Your purpose is not to go and sell yourself. Your purpose is to build the relationships. And you can do that by becoming known as a resource. And that's where you're creating the connection, you're maintaining the relationships, and you're continually doing that with sharing each other, finding out where are the common grounds, which, you know, includes asking good questions, those kind of things, whenever you're out, so that you're always viewed as a resource.
That's a great thing. You know, one of my early mentors when I was just starting in business said something to me that has just stuck with me ever since. She said, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And the core of that is that whole concept of giving first. Often, either people are so busy always giving and they never also share what they have needs for, or they're so busy selling that they never realize that the people don't really like them because, you know, because they're just too pushy. It's the age old, all the horror stories we've heard about the early days of some of the network marketing companies where a person would invite somebody to a baseball game for their son, and it ended up being a person setting up a whiteboard and giving a presentation on their particular multi-level marketing company. So I think that's really important. Are there some keys that you think people can do to really express to others when they go to events like that they really do care, are genuinely interested in them, they care about them?
Yes, one of the things, it's kind of interesting in the networking world, there's kind of a split in terms of things I hear and certain tips. One of the key things that I find in building the relationships is when you go to a networking event, your goal is not to meet the room. Some people will say, yes, you must, but I disagree entirely. Your goal is to build the relationships, and your goal is to meet one or two key people that can help you build that relationship. And one of the ways to do that is asking quality questions. Taking the time, making good eye contact, not making the person feel uncomfortable by staring them down, but pay attention, don't be in a rush, and ask some really good quality questions. In my workshop, I go more into detail about the types of questions to ask, but it's more than just what do you do. It's more as to after they, you know, you want to know what they do, or half the time they're wearing a name badge. They should be wearing a name badge, but you don't know exactly. After you get that initial introduction, it's asking them some key question as to maybe who is their ideal client, or even if you're nervous, you know, just what brought you here. Just break the ice and you'll find you have some common grounds. And those are the ways to really start to build that relationship. And remember, the first time you meet someone is not the end. And that's why you had mentioned too, we never want to, you know, you don't ask for the sale. You could tell by those network marketing people who wanted to just to get you on their team per se. It's more than that. It's about building the relationship and figuring out how can you help each other so that it can extend past that first time you meet them. Because remember, whenever you meet someone, it really takes at least 7 to 8 times of seeing them in different times before you're even beginning to build the trust where they're going to, you know, either ask for business or give you business or feel comfortable and for them remembering you.
That's a really good, helpful tip, because as a salesperson, and some of you know my background, I've literally been selling since I was 5. After 42 years of selling, I've actually found that the biggest truth you can find in sales is that people buy from people that they like, admire, and trust. We don't really buy from people, not even in grocery store or retail settings, that we don't like. If a salesperson turns us off in a department store, we will walk out. Even when we have needs, we will go to someplace else. There's too many other options. So we need to make sure that as we're marketing, as we're presenting ourselves and our company to the people, that we help them know that we genuinely care for them, that we genuinely are invested in getting to know them so that we can begin to build that like, admire, and trust that can later on lead to business. I think that's a great thing that we're going to pick up after the break here, is to talk a little bit more in detail about establishing trust with people and really getting to know people, to really truly genuinely invest in the people that we're meeting at an event so that they can begin to feel comfortable with us and we in turn can begin to form a bond with them. So we're going to come back after the break and we're going to talk more about that getting to know people.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. That's managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. And let's start the conversation.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve. I want you to know that this is your year. This is your time. You are on the brink, poised to have the most dynamically successful year you have ever experienced in your life and business. I believe in you. I know that you were uniquely created, brilliant for a purpose. The world needs who you are and what you do. It is your time to take a step into your best life, to step into your best business year ever. And I'd like to help. I want to give you a free coaching call to help you identify the number one thing you can do right now to explode, to skyrocket your business into a whole new level. All I need for you to do is just send me an email. That's steve@wehelpyouthrive.com, and I will set up a time to have an exclusive opportunity to receive a 100% free coaching call with me to talk about your life and your business. We want to find out what's holding you back and what can move you to the next level. If you're ready to explode to a whole new level, to have this next year be the best year you've ever experienced, then I encourage you to send me an email right now to steve@wehelpyouthrive.com.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here talking with Stephanie, and we are discussing your marketing, specifically how to understand and incorporate the relationships that we have with people into our marketing plan. We were talking about before the break that people buy from folks that they like, admire, and trust, and that people don't really care how much you know until they know how much you care. People are important in our marketing. And so when we're having a plan for our marketing, we need to have a plan on purpose to let people know that we care about them, that we're invested in them, and really truly get to know them. One of the biggest things that this helps with is to defeat the fallacy that the only kind of advertising a person wants to do with their business is word of mouth advertising. Sure, we've all heard the phrase, the best form of advertising is word of mouth. That can be true, but it's also very difficult to rely on. We don't have any control over what people are saying. Whereas when we're meeting with a person on a one-on-one basis and getting to know them, building a relationship, they can then know who we are and really truly begin to form a bond and think of us then when they have need for whatever we do in business. So Stephanie, I'd like for you to talk a little bit about that, having a plan for your marketing and not just relying on hoping that other people are going to say nice things about you.
That's a very good point, Steve, because your marketing plan is obviously diverse. You're going to have different parts. And I want to really focus in on having the portion of it being on your networking. Your networking is a key part of your marketing plan. And that's going to be also around what are your business goals. Now, Sandra Yancey, our founder of eWomen Network, says success is scheduled and being prepared drives your success. So when you have your goals, when you have your business goals and you put them into your marketing plan, and part of them should be your networking plan, where, as you said, you're building the trust, because the way you're going to build the trust is by building these relationships. And you do this strategically. You're going to be putting in place, going to certain networking type of events that help you achieve your business goals. And you always want to become top of mind with other people. So when you're doing a one-on-one, that's one of your touch points with people. And then you're also you're going to certain events so that people even just physically see you across the room. Oh, there's Steve again. Oh, I spoke to him last week. That was really cool. But you're talking to someone else, and that's fine too. Let me give you an example of someone that I know that has strategically changed per their marketing plan how they are increasing their business. This is a friend of mine that I've known for years, and I met her in a different marketing group, networking group actually, and she realized that she wanted about a year ago, she wanted to develop a niche in her marketing with her business, and she decided she wanted to focus in on the senior market. So she joined some networking groups that just dealt with the senior market, and she's now doing advertising in senior publications. And she created a presence as an expert in her field, and she continues to nurture those relationships in the senior market. Now, is she still friends? I mean, I'm still friends with her. I'm not in the same groups as her, but that doesn't matter. The thing is, you have to realize that you need to change your networking focus as you change your business focus. And that's an example of being intentional with using your marketing goals and using your networking plan.
That makes a lot of sense. We've talked so much in last week's both about having a focus for your brand that Jenna and I talked about in our very first episode, as well as we talked about with the director of the Seattle chapter, Debbie Whitlock, about the fact that we need a plan in what we're doing, that people don't plan to fail. They just fail to make a plan. And in marketing, maybe more or at least as important as any of the other segments of our business, we really need to plan out and not just hope that things come together. There's an age-old saying, if you aim at nothing, you'll probably hit it. And that's very true. What are some of the really specific things that we should do when we're thinking about forming a marketing plan?
When you need to make sure when you're doing your marketing plan, you want to have specific goals, and they want to be measurable goals and realistic with where you're going, but you always want to make them stretchingly realistic. So you want to really push yourself, but you want to do it as something that you know is attainable. When I became managing director a year ago, and I wanted to hit 100 members by the end of last year, and we were about at 60-ish or so, I made that 100 member as my goal. It was a reach, but it wasn't unrealistic. If I had said 250 members, well, that's not very realistic. So you always want to create goals that are stretchingly realistic but are going to push you. And within that, you always want to break down your goals into action steps, schedule them with what's going on with your business. Now, for myself, I have a couple businesses. So you have to be realistic about your strategies. And that's where having someone like you, Steve, you and Kathy are very helpful at helping people understand, well, what are some realistic goals, still helping the client, you know what is possible, but also helping them understand their limits as to, well, let's look at it this way. Let's give you some ideas. And you always want to have a marketing team, too. You always want to have people, you know, hire out the things that you are not good at. For me, I need help with social media. I have a business coach. I have a virtual assistant. I need help on those areas that I'm not strong on. I'm a great organizer and I'm a great connector. I don't mind using the phone. I know other people hate the phone. So they use email more, or they may do video chats or things like that. So you always want to put into place in your marketing plan the areas that you're good at and the areas that you need help with. Does that make sense?
That's a great tip, yeah. So that you've already identified up front, I'm going to need to find somebody to help me with this, even if it's temporary.
Yeah.
You know, rather than, to quote Jessica Butts from our show a couple of weeks ago, rather than doing the things that you suck at, you know,
yes.
We really have to yes. come to terms with the fact that we need to stop doing what we suck at. We really need to be uniquely brilliant at what we are uniquely brilliant at, and then also give opportunity within our business to let other people's unique brilliance shine through in what they do. It's just, for me, one of the most fulfilling parts about being in business is when you can take something and just really allow somebody else to shine. And often, marketing is one of those places where a lot of people need help. You know, it may not be everything, like you said. It may be you just need somebody that's a social media expert. You may be really great at connecting with the people, but you need somebody who then takes the whole stack of business cards that you get from the EWN network meeting and have somebody actually follow up with an email and talk to them about stuff. All of those are, I think, really legitimate things that are places that we may need help. Do you think that's true?
Oh, absolutely. It makes me laugh. I don't mean to be gender specific, but there's always this running joke about when you're driving, women will pull over and ask for directions, and often men won't, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be lost, and I don't want to waste my time, and I know I don't always have a good sense of direction. So you have to know it's the same with business and marketing. Where you need help, it doesn't always feel the best to have to admit that I'm not good at this, but it's okay, because in the long run, you really will help yourself move faster and much more build your business financially by asking for help. It's really okay. And one of the other things you touched on, Steve, that I always, always want to reinforce is you on follow-up. As you said, what do you do with those business cards? What do you do after you've attended a meeting? Because that's just the beginning of the whole process. If you really want to build your marketing and build those relationships, follow-up is a critical, critical step to you moving forward.
Absolutely. If we collect 1,000 names or 2 names, if we don't then continue to connect with those people, it really didn't make a whole lot of sense to spend the time, whether it's a virtual situation or a live one-on-one meeting. You need to stay connected with the people. That's part of the reason why I love your company name, Stephanie Connects, is because it always brings to the forefront that we need to stay connected to the people that we meet. You know, whether we don't just meet them and then be like, oh, well, I'm glad that I went to that event and got, it's not a competition to see who can get the most business cards. It's really, truly about making connection with people. As we said right at the beginning, people are the most important part of our marketing campaign. We need to be invested in the people around us so that they know that we care, and so that when they see something that we fill that need for, they'll recommend us. I think that's something really great for us to think about always when we're putting together our marketing plan. So we are going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to get down to some of the nitty-gritty of just how to make good use of networking. What kind of things should you network with? How do I maybe do it right the first time if I've never done it? And some of those kind of things. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve. I want you to know that this is your year. This is your time. You are on the brink, poised to have the most dynamically successful year you have ever experienced in your life and business. I believe in you. I know that you were uniquely created, brilliant for a purpose. The world needs who you are and what you do. It is your time to take a step into your best life, to step into your best business year ever. And I'd like to help. I want to give you a free coaching call to help you identify the number one thing you can do right now to explode, to skyrocket your business into a whole new level. All I need for you to do is just send me an email. That's steve@wehelpyouthrive.com, and I will set up a time to have an exclusive opportunity to receive a 100% free coaching call with me to talk about your life and your business. We want to find out what's holding you back and what can move you to the next level. If you're ready to explode to a whole new level, to have this next year be the best year you've ever experienced, then I encourage you to send me an email right now to steve@wehelpyouthrive.com.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve, and I'm here with Stephanie Arnheim. We are talking today about the importance of people in our marketing, about how to connect to people. We have explained that it is really important to understand that everything we do in marketing is engaging with people, and that we market on purpose, that we have a plan, and that we don't just rely on other people talking and hopefully saying nice things about us, but we have a plan for how we're going to market to the world. And now we're going to talk about what Stephanie is an expert at, and have her give us some advice on how do we approach networking. Maybe it's the first time somebody's going to step out and go to a networking event. Just tell us some of the real nitty-gritty details of how to be good at networking.
Well, Steve, this is where the rubber meets the road, as they say, because you could waste a lot of time networking if you don't think about it strategically. I call myself a business networking strategist because that's how I'm always approaching everything. Everything is a strategy. But I also want to say keep it fun, because if you get too wrapped up and too nervous about it and you don't keep it on that fun level, you're not going to want to do it. So there is a fine line between those two. So I always encourage people to have a plan in place, because when you have a plan in place, when you're like going to a networking event, you're going to feel much calmer about it because you just follow the plan. The same as what we had talked about previously, you know, your marketing plan. The networking event is part of your marketing plan. And so you always want to know what, part of your networking plan includes knowing what to say. I often help clients to develop what they often is termed in our industry as the elevator speech, so that you go in and you're not just babbling away and you see people's eyes glaze over and they're like thinking, how can you get away from this person? You don't want to think about this from that perspective. You want to be prepared. You want to feel confident. You don't want to be selling, like we had said, you know, those salespeople that we just couldn't wait to get away from. And you want to have a goal of, who are you looking to talk to when you go to a networking event? If you are in a business, like my friend who was looking for people that were related to the senior market. Well, when she was going to a networking event, she was going to ask people, who do you know that might be doing financial planning or being in real estate or going into some area? And don't ever think that just because, say, you're talking to a naturopath, they may not know someone who could help you. That's one of the biggest mistakes people do in networking. They make assumptions when they meet someone that that person can't help them, when in reality, each person knows over 200 people in their contact sphere that could help them find the right person to talk to. So building the relationship with each person that you meet can often lead to your next best client, your next best power partner, your next best assistant. You just don't know unless you ask good questions and take the time. And that's where it takes practice. So showing up and practicing, having your plan, practice some more. Don't worry if you mess up. It's a great way to just laugh it off. If you find you messed up on your elevator speech and you're at an event, you go, wait a second, let me do it. Can I do a do-over? And they'll laugh. And actually, you know, you'll build more respect from that person than by just trying to do a canned speech over and over. Those are some, you know, it's basically being real, following your plan, showing up, and keep going. Because the first time you go to one networking event, it may not be the same as the next time you go to that event because different people show up. So I often encourage people, keep going, but be strategic. Don't just go because there's an event that night. Think about who you're trying to meet, and don't be afraid to ask.
Well, and without making the whole show seem like a pitch for eWomen Network, which I know both of us are very, very hot on and think is an awesome networking group to be part of, one of the things that I like is the format of how we do things, and that's asking people to tell an elevator pitch of who they are, you know, just a little, what can you say in 30 seconds about you that is exciting and enticing, you know, not just 30 seconds of and-ums, but really, what do you do, and how can you say that? And then secondly, we always ask people to say something that they need, and also then something that they have to offer. And so even if you're going to a different type of networking event, because there's a ton of them, having that as a plan in your mind is a really good place to start. What is my elevator pitch? What is it that I need from others? And what is it that I have that I can give to others? Can you think of anything else besides those three, Stephanie, that is something that regardless of the network event, a person should have kind of ready to do when they go to a network event?
Following up on that, Steve, one of the things that we do at the accelerated networking events, the luncheons or dinners in some cities, the accelerated networking event and our strategic business intro masterminds, the four questions, you know, as you said, who you are, what we do, you know, what do we need? And I like to ask, tell me a success story. Tell me something that would make me understand how you have helped someone. Because when everybody wants to help each other, that's how they really feel that they have, whenever we are able to help someone, we feel we are doing our best. And so I often will say, paying attention, still being strategic about who you are talking to. You're in a group of women, tell a success story about someone that you helped with that is a woman. If you're in a group of businessmen, think along the lines of businessmen. So think about your group. Like I did a small networking event. I went and did some networking tips to a group of health professionals. Well, I gave them some tips to how to relate it, talking to other people and with health professionals, you're going to gear your success story about someone in that field. Keeping that in mind is a very easy way to build the trust and build a more solid relationship without, you're not selling. Again, you're not selling at all. You're just telling people who you are, and it shows a genuine side. You will come across genuine because you're proud of what you achieve. And that's a great way to show your true colors. Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely. We were talking about a couple of weeks ago the definition of humility. And a lot of people don't know this because typically when we think of somebody that's humble, we think of somebody that's self-evasive or self, you know, they're talking bad about themselves. They have low self-esteem. But really, the true definition of humility is having a right perspective of yourself. So as I like to tell people, you are awesome. You are awesome at what you do, and it's being humble to be honest about it. You don't have to be a braggart about it, but to let others know what you do and be proud of what you do is a big piece of it. And I agree with you. The more you can go to things like that and practice, even if it's just a minute or two, you know, that gives you such a great opportunity to be able to practice your elevator pitch. There's nothing quite like having to have to say your elevator pitch out loud to make you go, that really sounded great in writing, but it doesn't sound so great when I'm saying it out loud, you know. And it's good to practice those kind of things. We like to, in our masterminds, we got this from one of our coaches, actually. We like to do a time where we let everybody do a celebration of something good that's happened to them since the last time or in the last week or what have you. Because it's important to celebrate ourselves, especially as solopreneurs or work from home people or even small businesses, because, you know, it's not like working in a corporation with a couple thousand people where you've got awards and recognitions and all kinds of things that are coming your way. You have to really learn how to be able to, you know, blow your own horn and award yourself. Are there any kind of tips that you could give people on how to celebrate what's gone good in their week in a way that is impactful to others in meetings like that?
There's a couple of things that come to mind, Steve. I always I've been taught this, and then I also follow it, is you always want to celebrate your successes. And I don't know if it's especially with women, we tend to push them aside. It's like you work hard, especially as a solopreneur, you work really hard to achieve your goals, and then you go, oh yeah, 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 but I need to do this and I need to do this. I haven't completed this part of my marketing plan. I haven't, you know, completed the social media part. No, take your time and celebrate your success. And often I will say, you know, when you reached your goal, whether it's a monthly goal, is figure out ahead of time, give yourself a gift. So whether it's like go get a massage, go get a manicure, buy yourself a favorite book, do something for yourself that will make you feel good, that you can, you know, and tell people, tell your friends. It's okay to blow your horn. And that's something also I think most women or entrepreneurs will say, well, I just have so much other things to do. Take a moment, celebrate your success, tell your family, tell your friends, and tell them what you're up to, because also we make the assumption when that we're in this entrepreneurial bubble, and that others can't really understand where we're at. We may assume they understand, but they don't. So it's important to let especially our family and our friends, as well as our business associates, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on LinkedIn, whether it's just making a phone call. I think the phone is one of the most underused strategies around. People just don't like to talk on the phone, but we're not talking having a half-hour conversation. We're just saying, call a friend for a couple minutes, take a five-minute break, say, how's it going? Hey, I wanted to tell you what's up. Let me share with you what I just did. I feel so great. Would you like to set up a time to have lunch? Something like that is just, it's very impactful on a deeper level than what people really think.
Absolutely. It encourages others when we share what's going good in our lives to flip their mindset from all of the things, because we all have life, you know, the kids get sick, you're running late for meetings. I mean, just all the real world things that happen. But when you hear somebody else give a success, especially when it's something small but tangible, it helps you immediately make a mind shift of, well, hey, you know, I can do something like that. You know, I can, you know, do 10 minutes of exercise this week, you know, or I can eat right at this next meal, or I can, you know, do 5 tweets today, or I can do 5 tweets this week, or I can remember to post on Facebook once this week with something that's helpful and insightful to my potential customers. And even those little things, we can celebrate them. I've often worked with clients and had them break down their goals into very, very small chunks and then give themselves a reward. And maybe the reward, because the chunk is so small, is something as simple as going and getting yourself a cup of coffee from Starbucks or something. It's worth it to reward you for you having met a goal and for you moving your business forward. So we are going to take one last break here, and then we're going to come back and give you a few last tips here on how you can make the most out of your marketing and working with others.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve. I want you to know that this is your year. This is your time. You are on the brink, poised to have the most dynamically successful year you have ever experienced in your life and business. I believe in you. I know that you were uniquely created, brilliant for a purpose. The world needs who you are and what you do. It is your time to take a step into your best life, to step into your best business year ever. And I'd like to help. I want to give you a free coaching call to help you identify the number one thing you can do right now to explode, to skyrocket your business into a whole new level. All I need for you to do is just send me an email. That's steve@wehelpyouthrive.com, and I will set up a time to have an exclusive opportunity to receive a 100% free coaching call with me to talk about your life and your business. We want to find out what's holding you back and what can move you to the next level. If you're ready to explode to a whole new level, to have this next year be the best year you've ever experienced, then I encourage you to send me an email right now to steve@wehelpyouthrive.com.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve. I'm here with my special guest, Stephanie Arnheim, and we have been talking about marketing your business and connecting with people to market your business. Speaking of which, Stephanie, your company is called Stephanie Connects, and you are the director of the Portland chapter of eWomen Network. Tell us a little bit about how people could connect with you.
Thank you, Steve. Well, there are two ways. Being the eWomen Network radio network, I can't help but give a little shout out to our Portland, Oregon chapter. As the managing director, I'd like to invite people to look at eWomenNetwork.com and go to the Portland, Oregon chapter website to take a look for upcoming events. We would love to have you come visit us and check us out, come to a strategic business intro, or come to an accelerated networking event. Separately, I'm very excited about Stephanie Connects. I help entrepreneurs as well as anyone dealing with any kind of sales to learn more how to build your business fast through networking. I do workshops and training. I lead my own workshops, or I can come into companies and lead specific trainings geared towards your sales force. So you can go to my website to learn more about how I can help your company. And just as a little aside, for those in the Portland, Oregon area, on January 24th, I'm leading a workshop entitled Profitable Secret Networking Strategies Revealed. And it's an interactive, fun workshop where you'll learn all kinds of tips about reading the room, how to make the most out of attending a networking event, which is helping you to leverage your biz and your profits for your company. So, you can go to my website at stephanieconnect.com for more details. Feel free to give me a call. And I would love to help you further with that.
That's awesome. Yeah, I hope some of you will go and check out stuff at stephanieconnects.com. Stephanie's an awesome connector. I happen to even know, she didn't mention it, but she actually is willing to go with you to a networking event if it's your first time and help you out with that. That's one of the services she offers. So, I mean, if you're scared and you're like, oh, I'd really like to do some of these things these guys said, but I really don't know if I can do it by myself. Hey, you know, if you're in our area, Stephanie would gladly do that with you. And of course, we'd love to see you at our next meeting, which is next Wednesday. A week from this coming Wednesday will be the next meeting. But if you can't catch that one, anytime you're in the Portland area and we have a meeting, we'd love to see you. So feel free to check out the eWomen Network as well. So before we go, Stephanie, let's leave the people with some things that they can do today. What's the number one thing a person who really wants to get their marketing in order could do right now to impact their marketing?
Wow, Steve, that's a great question. There's so many key things that it's hard to pick a number one, so I'm going to give you a couple. Having a marketing plan is key, and having goals in place. If you don't know how to do it, get a business coach. It's very imperative. I'm not saying that just because you are one, but I truly believe in that. Sandra Yancey has three coaches I know, and you need to feel comfortable. You need to get help for what you need. And I think having a business and marketing coach is imperative, especially as a solopreneur, to helping you move forward in your business. Along the lines of that, I've had an accountability partner for over 5 years for the different businesses I've been in. And that also is a way, as you mentioned before, about helping you to celebrate your successes and helping you motivate you. I mean, it doesn't need to be anyone in your field at all. It's just someone that you relate with that you can help each other stay accountable and help make sure that you do celebrate those successes and help you feel motivated to move forward. Those are two, I find, really, really key tips. Because remember, networking is all about making connections and building enduring and mutually beneficial key relationships. I personally always want the people to have fun with it, and I love to help people develop their networking skills too as they go forward and building their business.
I think those are such great pieces of advice. I think it's really key for people to understand that people understand when you care and people understand when you don't. Be genuinely, uniquely yourself. I'm not telling you to change your personality or act the way somebody else does, but let your uniqueness out and then genuinely be interested in finding the uniqueness in others. If you show people how much you care, it will reflect in their response back to you. People can tell when you're genuinely interested in them and when you're just really there just trying to use the phrase, hawk your wares. You know, there's a big difference between those two kind of things. And I really, really encourage you. Yeah, I really encourage you. Invest yourself in people. You are uniquely brilliant, designed, created for a purpose, and the world needs you. And the people that you come in contact are uniquely designed, created for a purpose, and the world needs them. So if you approach each person, as Og Mandino says in his book, The Greatest Salesperson in the World, I'm going to approach every single person with love in my heart, and I'm going to greet them and say that I love them. Now, that's a direct quote from his book, The Greatest Salesman in the World, and I love that approach to meeting people, that before you even open your mouth, you're saying inside of yourself, I genuinely care about you, and I want to get to know you. If you do that, the people will know. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And when they do know that you genuinely care, it will shine through. If you'll do those kind of things, that is some of the things you can do to not only super boost your marketing, but to help you spend your days in business as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve. I want you to know that this is your year. This is your time. You are on the brink, poised to have the most dynamically successful year you have ever experienced in your life and business. I believe in you. I know that you were uniquely created, brilliant for a purpose. The world needs who you are and what you do. It is your time to take a step into your best life, to step into your best business year ever. And I'd like to help. I want to give you a free coaching call to help you identify the number one thing you can do right now to explode, to skyrocket your business into a whole new level. All I need for you to do is just send me an email. That's Steve@wehelpyouthrive.com, and I will set up a time to have an exclusive opportunity to receive a 100% free coaching call with me to talk about your life and your business. We want to find out what's holding you back and what can move you to the next level. If you're ready to explode to a whole new level, to have this next year be the best year you've ever experienced, then I encourage you to send me an email right now to Steve@wehelpyouthrive.com.